You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. You turn us on and you'll hear it. Yes, it is. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Time right now, we're just 1 minute after the hour, 7 o'clock. And what do we say on today, on this day of the week? We say WTW. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. It is Wednesday. It is the 16th of November. And, right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at a few things relevant to today's date, being the 16th of November, by the way, just 45 days now remaining until the end of the year. Day of Declaration of Sovereignty today, that's being celebrated in Estonia. Icelandic Language Day today. Yeah, well, that is, of course, Iceland. International Day for Tolerance. Of course we're tolerant. That's the United Nations. And Statia Day today, St. Eustatius, that's being celebrated in the Caribbean and in the Netherlands. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There you go. That was off of Guns N' Roses, off of the debut album. Can you remember what that album's called? Of course you can. Appetite for Destruction is what it was called. And that was released back in 1988. Now, the single was released in June of 1988. And so it was the third single off of the album. And it was topping the Billboard Hot 100 chart as well, becoming the band's only US number one single, believe it or not. In the United Kingdom, the song was released in August of 1988. And that got to number 24 on the UK singles chart the same month, and a re-release there in May of 89 as well that peaked in the UK at number 6. This is Frida. I know there's something going on. Keep an eye on the time. We are exactly 7.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's called Something Going On, and that is Frida. And by the way, Frida is a princess. Absolutely. Princess Annie Fried Sini Arus, Countess of Plunen, just better known as Frida, or as you might remember, because she is, was she still, I suppose they're still around, aren't they? She was one of ABBA, yes, one of ABBA, and she was, a natural fact, born in a place called Bjorkesen in Norway. And she became a princess because in 1978 she married Prince Heinrich Russo-Rus of Poland. Plauen. Plauen, I think. P-L-A-U-E-N. Plauen. So there we go. That's it. Something, I know something's going on. So do I. 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips. Goes Gladys Knight, so together with the Pips and Baby Don't Change Your Mind, and that was a 1977 single by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It was originally, by the way, performed by the Stylistics on their 1976 album, which was called Fabulous. And the song was written by a gentleman who just happens to be, due to great planning, your shower song for this morning. So let's get you in the shower. Come on, here we go. Yeah, your shower song this morning is, in fact, by the guy who wrote that song, Baby Don't Change Your Mind, by Gladys Knight and the Pips. That guy is Van McCoy, who had this hit, The Hustle.
Judas!
tell you what, I love that when it first came out back in 1975, and I still love it just as much today. Great song, great memories there. Right, out you get, and on your way to it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday. It is the 16th of November, and time-wise, we're exactly 19 and a half. 19 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Though on the hustle, by the way, as I say, was Van McCoy there together with the Soul City Symphony. Went to number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 and the Hot Soul Singles Chart during summer of 75. And also peaked at number one on the Canadian RPM chart, 9 on the Australian Singles Chart. And in the United Kingdom, it got to number 3. It would eventually sell over 1 million copies, though. And it also won an award. The song won the Grammy Award for Best Pop Instrumental Performance. That was early in 1976. I tell you, that was another great year as well. Summer of 76 in the UK was absolutely brilliant. They might have another one. Rick Astley, Together Forever.
Jerry D.
Got but life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
Oh, there we go. That is Queen, of course, and I Want to Break Free. The Partridge Family, well, they woke up in love this morning, believe it or not. Time, 27 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Last night, I turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and bring you here to me.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes.
Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas, miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP, todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama, Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite d'Anville Saber. All car services in one place, overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. If you're with us this morning, a very good morning. Just woken up. It is it's Wednesday, WTW, boys and girls, 16th of November, and the time, we're exactly 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the items in the international news and business news this morning, US President Joe Biden told allies that a missile that killed two people in Poland was a Ukrainian air defense missile, a NATO source said on Wednesday. Earlier, Joe Biden said publicly that the missile was unlikely to have been fired from Russia. If confirmed, that would likely alleviate concern that the first deadly incident in a NATO country since the war in Ukraine began might lead to escalation. Leaders of the group of 20 nations, they deplored Russia's aggression in Ukraine in the strongest terms on Wednesday and demanded its unconditional withdrawal in a declaration adopted at the end of a two-day summit. As he mounts another run for president, Donald Trump, by all accounts, is still the same Donald Trump, aggrieved, petulant, and tunnel-focused on his political standing. It's the electoral landscape around him that has changed. And after Republicans underwhelmingly performed in the 2022 midterm elections, people in the party increasingly want to look forward and not look back. A tanker was hit by a projectile off the coast of Oman on Tuesday, sustaining minor damage to the hull with no injuries or spillage of the gas oil cargo. Now, Israeli-controlled Eastern Pacific Shipping said on Wednesday. Three maritime sources told Reuters that a drone was suspected to have attacked the tanker. A meeting on Wednesday between British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the G20 summit was cancelled. Now, the deputy political editor of the Guardian newspaper reported this on Twitter. Sunak's bilateral with China's President Xi has been cancelled this afternoon, described as being because of time pressures after the snap meeting in the morning on the missiles in Poland, the journalist wrote. Sterling rose against the US dollar on Wednesday following UK inflation data that topped expectations and raised the chances of yet more interest rate hikes by the Bank of England. At 10:10 GMT, the pound was up 0.51% at $1.1921, and that was 0.28% versus the euro at 87.44 pence. Surging household food and energy bills pushed British inflation for October to 11.1%. Inflation is over five times the Bank of England's 2% target and adds pressure to the UK central bank to raise interest rates again in the December meeting, said Fiona Sincotta, senior financial market analyst at City Index. As customers withdrew billions of dollars from crypto exchange FTX one frantic Sunday this month, the founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, worked the phones in a futile bid to raise $7 billion in emergency funds. On Monday, Elon Musk said that he had worked through the night at Twitter's San Francisco headquarters and would keep working and sleeping here until the social media platform, which he recently acquired for $44 billion, was fixed. And a few, just a quick couple to do with vehicles. Electric vehicles from Tesla Inc. and other brands were among the least reliable vehicles in the United States. Consumer Reports magazine's annual reliability survey showed on Tuesday the top-ranked brand overall in the survey was Lexus. And 7 of the 10 best-scoring brands were Japanese and Korean. And Tesla Inc. told U.S. auto safety regulators it has reports of 2 new crash fatalities in Model 3 cars tied to advanced driver assistance systems in the month ending October the 15th, data released Tuesday by the government has shown. So that's it. Those are some things in the international business and international news headlines for this morning. Of course, a lot of it being all about the missile that landed in Poland yesterday. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou this morning. She's with us. She was with us bright and breezy this morning. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Just good day to all the people listening to the good music on The Breakfast Show. Well, thank you for that. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Of course we can after that. Cat Stevens. Peace Train.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get peace train holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get your bag together. Go bring your good friends too. It's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not the fault of you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Light on the peace train.
About the world as it is. Why must we go to warm hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, come on, peace train. Hey, yeah, this is the peace train.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
And there was a pregnant pause. 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I was just trying to sort myself out with a coffee. Never mind. Back to the music. By the way, 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock. We've got joining us, don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we'll be chatting with Andreas Clementi, a movie review for this week. He's been to see Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So he's going to be talking to us about that. Anyway, back to the music, and this time it's Mr. Big Stuff from Gene Knight.
You think I can afford to give?
There she goes, yes, Jean Knight and Mr. Big Stuff. And 12 before the hour of 8, if you are keeping an eye on the time, making your way into the office this morning. It is the 16th of November, and a couple of things relevant to the date. If you want to go back to the year 1822, Missouri trader, a guy called William Becknell, he arrives in Santa Fe in New Mexico over a route that became known as, we've got it, haven't we, got the Santa Fe Trail. 1904, English engineer John Ambrose Fleming receives a patent for the thermionic valve, the vacuum tube. They were huge as well in those days. Do you know, I actually remember the first radio I had in my car. It was Morris Minor. It had valves. It was a car radio. That was really quite something. Right, music-wise, what have we got for you? We've got the Human League for you. Fascination. I'll keep feeling fascination from the Human League. I tell you what, let's take a look, shall we? A quick look at the weather for this morning. Let's see what's happening. Starting with our forecast over there in Colon, Costa Rica, 27 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 24 being the minimum. 33 degrees will be the thermal sensation, with 87% the relative humidity. Chance of rain and thunderstorms over there during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, isolated rains with thunderstorms. That doesn't sound too good, does it? I can tell you, well, I'll tell you in a minute. Let's look at West Panama first. Let's see what we got for today. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 degrees, the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 84% relative humidity. That's in West Panama. Moving up here to the metropolitan area, what I can tell you, it's lovely this morning. We've got plenty of sunshine streaming through the studio windows. It does say 29 degrees Celsius is our maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees, that's what the thermal sensation is going to be. That's what it's going to feel like. And relative humidity is 84%. They do say isolated showers during the course of the morning. Nothing is impossible. We've only just got in to the morning. We've got about another 4 hours to go. Isolated showers this morning, this afternoon, that rain with thunderstorms. And tonight, it's going to be cloudy. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, let's see what we've got in store there. We've got 27 degrees. This is the maximum temperature, 24 degrees being the minimum. Now, 34 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, but wait for it. A relative humidity is at 98%. I'm surprised the thermal sensation is not higher. That's what they say, 98% relative humidity for today. Isolated rains and thunderstorms this morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And isolated rains and thunderstorms tonight. If you're out there, you might want to come back to the city. It's going to be nice in comparison. So anyway, that's what you can expect out towards the Perilous Islands. Now, let's take a look at maritime issues. Let's start off with the tide, starting on the Pacific Ocean. Low tide was at 2:54 this morning, and that was 1.58-meter low tide. High tide, that will be at 8:45 this morning, 3.78 metres. Low tide again, 3:15 in the afternoon, 1.4 metres. And the last high tide, that's going to be at 9:31 tonight, and that's going to be 3.78 metres. On the Caribbean, we've got low tide, that was at 1:04 this morning, and that was minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide will be at 8:13, that'll be 0.18 of a metre. Low tide again, 11:26 this morning, a lot happening this morning, and that'll be 0.15 of a metre. And the last high tide, you're going to have to wait till 5:46 in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.3 of a metre. So there you are, there's the tides. Now, actual maritime conditions, let's see what we've got. Starting off with the Caribbean, good conditions for this morning, 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northeast. That's pretty much the same wind speed as yesterday. Waves, though, they're going to be up from yesterday to three feet, the waves for today. In the afternoon, good conditions continue, and we're looking at 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon. That'll be coming from the north-northwest. And the waves, they're going to remain at 3 feet. This morning on the Pacific side, we're looking at good conditions, 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-northwest this morning. Waves on this side, just 1 foot. Better boarding on this side today, I think. The waves are going to stay up to 1 foot during the course of the afternoon as well. The wind's going to be at 10 to 20 kilometres an hour, and it'll be coming from the west-southwest during the course of the afternoon. So there we go. That's it. There's your look at the weather for right now. We are looking time-wise at 3 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, don't forget, we are going to take a look at some of the local news.
Took away my sunshine. Here comes that rainy day.
There we go, that is the Fortunes, and here comes that rainy day feeling again. That's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweetdown, Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 AM hasta las 11 PM. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yeah.
we go. That's the Isley Brothers and Put Yourself in My Place. I don't think anybody would want to do that. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's catch up with, we're going to be catching up with Ingrid in a few minutes with our everyday story of country folk. But first we have our everyday story of Greek people. Yes. Our friends Renee and Rick over there in Athens. Renee says this morning, good morning! It's another beautiful sunshiny day in Athens. Well, I tell you what, I can tell you this from experience because I'm looking out of the window. It's another sunshiny day here in Panama right now. It's likely to change. It says here, the doggies are less than an hour from landing in Frankfurt. And this is after a near 14-hour flight. Yep, I bet they're absolutely dying for a wee. They have the rest of the day to relax and recoup and will fly to Athens tomorrow. That's nice. Well, it's a nice, Frankfurt's a nice city if they go out for walkies. We can't wait, she says. That's it. Yeah, the doggies will be in Greece. I hope they enjoy Greece. Anyway, you asked if we could play for you, Pharrell Williams.
Bring me down. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? I'm overlooking the beautiful ocean out there. The sun is peeking out over the tops of those big old buildings, looking gorgeous this morning. Wow, look at all. You know, I didn't expect it to rain yesterday because it started out so beautiful like today, but it did. I got stuck in it a little bit with my moto and had to pull over and put on my poncho so I didn't get super duper wet. But man, oh, what it's so much fun to ride around in the city again on my moto. I love my moto, but you got to be real careful here because most of the other drivers, they are not very, they're what we call tonto, imbecile, a little on the loco side. But wow, look at that. That ocean is as calm as can be. You know, I lived in California, and when I lived near the coastline, the Pacific Ocean didn't look anything like that. It was rough. It looked more like the Atlantic. I find it very fascinating that San Luis Obispo and Pismo Beach have a rough and tough Pacific Ocean slashing and blashing against the shoreline. But here it's just like a little lake, just kind of ripples on. But the Caribbean side, oh, that's the side. Well, I can see there, oh, they're doing a lot of stuff around here. Buildings getting tore down, buildings getting built up. I drove past the Avenida Balboa where they're putting in the new children's hospital. And I saw all these cranes. It's like, oh, wow, that's a lot of construction going on for those kids. That's wonderful news, wonderful news. Well, the cook arrived last night, and we're here in town tomorrow morning. We're going to pick up the lawyer, and I think we're going to have to find something to do. Imagine that. And then off we go on Friday onto a new adventure for a little bit of time. Going to go out to the Estados Unidos for the big old Turkey Day. Yep, Turkey Day. Plus, I got some business I have to attend to. It's always good to have a little business running around somewhere. Well, the traffic is still light this morning. I'm not looking forward to going to the airport tomorrow morning to pick. Well, but 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, it shouldn't be bad either way. I should be all right. All right. Well, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
To everything.
Tell you what, I can't believe it's all those years ago when that was a success for the Byrds, and that was 1965 when they had a hit with that. But Turn, 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 Everything There Is a Season, it was written by Pete Seeger in the late 1950s and first recorded in 1959. Right, breakfast show time. We are just coming down for 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It is that time of the fortnight, because it's every other week now, due to popular demand. We were going to do every month, but apparently he wasn't very happy about that.
Due to popular demand? I am sorry, sir, but that is a lie.
You know, you never saw the results of our survey.
I never saw the results.
No, you didn't. No, I didn't want to tell you.
I want to see the results. I need to grow as a movie reviewer, as a broadcaster. I need to get better. So the audience is like, you know what? Maybe bring him every other 3 months.
Always good to have you in the studio.
How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, we didn't have you last week because we were sort of sorting out the days. It's been sort of a bit... Well, last week was a long week.
Yeah, is it working for you,
it's
though?
No, I've got to do a full week this week.
Okay. For the first time in a while.
It is, because the last 2 weeks we sort of took some time off.
You already lost the custom of working every day of the week. It's weird.
It is. Yeah. It's weird. It's nice, though.
It's nice, though. They should apply the 4-day work week. I like that.
Well,
I'm
the French.
Fan. Are they doing that?
Well, the French work sort of, I think, 2 hours a day.
But I know there are countries that are actually thinking about this. Turning the week into a 4-day week.
Always been very generous with their time. I tell you what, I mean, if you look at it rationally, I mean, if you give more people, if you do sort of like spread it out, opportunities for more people to be employed.
I gotta be honest, the thing with I've never seen a population that work less, or at least in my view of what happened than Spaniards in Spain.
Siestas are good.
It's amazing. If you get hungry between like 3 and 7, you better have food at home, because you're not getting it.
So you're going to tell you what. Let me just say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, we're
can
sounding.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can see. Can you hear yourself?
No.
Oh, that's good. I can hear you fine. You said
she sounds beautiful.
She does.
She has a lovely voice.
I was having a problem with the microphone.
Thank you.
And me.
No. She has a lovely voice. I was very specific.
I can,
the pronoun.
Yeah. I can speak like that.
No, very sexy. Very sexy.
What did you go and see yesterday?
Oh, yes. I saw The Menu. What's again?
Oh, was it a Minions movie?
No, Menu.
Oh, I thought you said Minions.
No.
It's like a dark comedy. I'm looking forward to watching it. So I'm excited.
What was it called, yes?
The Menu.
Oh, The Menu. That's right. Yes, were you on it? Were you on The Menu?
No, Jerry. It's the title of the movie, Jerry.
Not a restaurant.
It's with Ralph Fiennes.
I thought it was a movie review. So
it's with your guy, Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, it must be good then.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Who did you go with?
I'll say that.
No, I got the invitation from Buen Momento.
Oh, nice.
So I went with some friends.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
obviously, I'm not a friend.
Mm, I know.
No, I'm not a friend.
I think it was a friend.
You, not friends. You obviously aren't a friend either.
No, I got no invite. No.
But Andres said he's gonna watch it.
Oh, I'm super excited to watch. I gotta be honest. I've been looking forward.
We must wait
to
for his review. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not gonna get your. Oh well, you
no,
can do
she
yours.
Said she
you
loved
can
it.
Do yours when he does his.
She loved
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Which will be in what another yes. 3 months.
Yes, I love it.
Apparently, the survey says
it's a number 5 for me.
There you go.
Number five. Hey, out of 100, that's not bad.
No, 5 stars out of 5, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 5 out of 5. Really? Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What are you saying? If you haven't seen it yet.
She said that. I'm just repeating her review.
Have you seen this other movie? Yes, Wakanda.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm the only person that hasn't seen it.
Hey, did you watch the first one, though? I know you're not a superhero
I did
guy.
Watch the first one.
And did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone.
Nobody will hear this ever.
I'm just looking at... Oh, yes, I have got the review.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did, my friend. I know, I do the work.
Yes.
I do the work.
Well, every 3 months, I should hope so.
I know, right? It's getting easier. Anyways, we are talking today about Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, the 2 is not on the title. I just wanted to make sure people know.
By the way, just so quickly, Renee is saying to you, hi, Andreas. How's the baby doing?
Oh, that's super nice.
All better?
Yes, she is better. We are at home, and we are taking 1 week at a time. The goal is to get to 6 weeks to 2 months without her getting sick at all. That's the goal.
Okay. So, oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
The hard part is the older sister because she's going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get her to wear the mask at school.
Oh, okay.
Because she's 5 and all her friends are not wearing the mask, mm-hmm. so it becomes an issue. But hey, we today is week 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so far so good.
I'll tell you what, just very quickly, I want your opinion on something because. In the news today, I mean, when I was sort of prepping the news, sort of going through it last night, and I couldn't get my head around this. They've called to trial Chichi Abari, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Abari.
Okay, Abari.
Yeah.
To do with these Odebrecht cases, etc., etc. He's in absentia.
Correct. He's not here.
No, he's in Italy. There's supposed to be an extradition order, but the thing is, Panama never signed it. So, he's sitting there in Italy, quite happy, and a judge is giving him custody of the daughter, who is here in Panama with the mother. The mother and him are divorced, and the judge is giving him. Custody
on one base on what basis
this is what I can't get my head around. I mean it didn't mention it,
didn't mention,
but I mean you've got a guy who is wanted for trial who doesn't contact or doesn't get involved in any of these cases, yet he does get on a video link with this family judge or whatever, and they're giving him custody, and I can't get my head around it.
Let's being a devil's advocate, we don't know the situation with the mother. Maybe she's not a great mother.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I don't know that, but the thing is, you're giving custody for somebody who is wanted.
Agree.
For an alleged criminal activity.
Agree.
Alleged.
By the way, we don't have extradition with Italy because of human error or because...
Because Panama didn't sign it, apparently. Now, whether that's human error or what, I don't know. But
that would be great.
That
would be amazing. Oh, I forgot. Forgot to sign the paper.
But no, I mean, I just... to me, it all seemed rather strange. Or they just said, well, yes, you can have custody, but you've got to come and pick the child up.
Oh, nice. So it's a move. it might be a move.
It might be. You never know.
It might be a move.
But no, I mean, it just seemed very strange to me at the time. You're right. I mean, we don't know, but I would not imagine...
it has to be a really bad situation at home.
It would have to be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, it just completely surprised me when I was looking at that.
Agree.
I just wanted your opinion because I wanted to...
It's... these white-collar crimes things are getting... The scary part is that they're getting normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see this in every single country and every, like...
Oh, no, I agree.
Constantly. And that's the worst part, that people start normalizing it. Like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do in business. That's the worst sentence ever, when people defend their shady business ventures by saying it's normal in business. That's the way we do business here. That is the worst. That's the way we do business here is the worst sentence ever you can use in any country, because it normalizes white-collar crime, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, you know, they're saying that Panama is still on the grey and the blacklist, and they're sort of putting up their arms and saying, well, we do everything. But the thing is, if you look at the number of potential corruption cases here, and nobody, it takes years to get to trial. I think the Odebrecht case now has moved to next year sometime or something ridiculous. One of them was the Blue Apple case. Nobody gets prosecuted.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's get back to movies.
Get back to movies.
Yeah.
If we get into a political argument.
No,
here,
it's not. No, it's just.
I love these conversations because. But they frustrate me. It's frustrating because, like, I've been turned down for business because we do it by the law, like
by the
book.
The other
company lets us do this. Well, because we are following the law and they are cutting corners.
I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, I've always, been in business for many years, broking and trading, and there were people that, if you want to do business with us, you got to pay X amount per ton or whatever. Yeah. No.
I believe in karma. Still waiting on that karma to jump
back.
Oh,
so do I. I could give you a few examples of that as well. Anyway, we do digress. Let's look at fun things like
Black Panther sequel.
The Black Panther, the Wakanda Forever.
By the way, huge challenge to make this movie because the star of the movie
died. That's right.
So they had to rewrite the story. They had to reshoot a couple stuff and a bunch of stuff, obviously, and make a movie that made sense and fans would embrace. So let's start right off the bat. It is written and directed by Ryan Coogler once again.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote and directed the original, or the first one, and he is getting a little bit of a name for himself because he knows how to take a franchise and give it real depth. He did that with Creed, the Rocky sequel.
Mm-hmm.
He made it much deeper, and he gave Sylvester Stallone an Oscar nomination. And he did it with Black Panther. Black Panther is the only superhero movie ever to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
That's his ability. Anyways, this movie, huge challenge, starring Letitia Wright, again, as Shuri, Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, and Angela Bassett, your good friend. Are you an Angela Bassett?
I'm not sure. Obviously not.
You don't know who Angela Bassett is?
No.
Do you ever see the Ike Turner movie?
Who?
The Ike Turner movie.
No.
Really? Interesting. No. The Tina Turner, Ike Turner movie.
No, I haven't seen it.
Interesting. No. Give us the plot, Jerry, of Black Panther.
The plot.
Wakanda Forever. Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Super ready, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people of Wakanda fight to protect their home from a new, hidden, underwater country as they mourn the death of King T'Challa.
T'Challa. Almost got it.
T'Challa.
T'Challa. Like, I was looking at you like, how does he
pronounce because
it?
I was trying to work out if it was two L's or an L and an I.
T'Challa. Okay. Let's start with positives first. A movie mourning the death of its star. The whole movie is...
Did they explain how he died?
They kind of do. It's at the very beginning of the movie. He's pretty much coding.
Mm-hmm.
We never obviously see him on screen. But yeah. Like, they try to explain that he died of a... some cause. They never really say what it is, but he dies in the movie, like in the beginning minute of the movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the whole movie is a mourning for its star, for Chadwick Boseman, which is, in my opinion, a positive and a negative. But let's start with the positives. Great original introduction of Namor, the classic Sea King from Marvel Comics. So Namor is Marvel's Aquaman, plain and simple. He is even the King of Atlantis in the Marvel Comics. But what Ryan Coogler did, he gave Namor a whole new backstory, a whole new origin story. He made him an Aztec, ancient Aztec king or of origin. Like, he gave him a whole thing, which in the comics, he is not. In the comics, he's another white guy. But yeah, so interesting, very interesting backstory they gave him. I love the fact that he took something, and this is Ryan Coogler's mastery.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to take something and really give it depth. The final fight scene feels visceral, much more entertaining than the original CGI fight scene. In the original, the ending fight scene between the two, the villain and the hero, is just two CGI characters going at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it loses a little bit when it's like that. In this movie, it feels very, very like there is actual anger in every punch. the main character and the villain have. And it's fascinating. I love those. It feels very, very visceral. Letitia Wright as Princess Shuri has an incredible arc delivering the five stages of grief. We can see her with her character. I didn't know this going into the movie, but she is the main star of the film now. Mm-hmm. She is the lead. Mm-hmm. And we can see her going through the five stages of grief. Sadness, anger, bargaining, she does the whole thing, acceptance. And it's fascinating to watch. She does it super well. She has the range as an actress to do it. And I wonder how that mentality came in when she's obviously signing in to do the sequel. I'm assuming she never imagined she was going to become the lead of the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And putting that on her shoulders and her embracing it, it's lovely to watch when you see an actress being able to do it. Angela Bassett gives a strong performance as the Queen of Wakanda. Angela Bassett is an Oscar-nominated actress. Mm-hmm. She has an incredible, powerful presence, and she delivers here once again. Lupita Nyong'o shows why she got an Oscar for her first film and can speak flawless Spanish.
Oh, really?
Did not see this coming. She starts speaking Spanish in the movie, and I was so impressed because she has perfect, pitch-perfect accent. I was so impressed.
Yeah,
somebody commented that she was in Mexico.
Did she?
That's why.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, Lupita, I'm assuming the name Lupita comes there.
Exactly. It's from Guadalupe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's good. Her Spanish, I was also surprised. It was perfect.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Pitch perfect. And she has so much range. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's kind of sad
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Why was she speaking Spanish?
Because she's investigating Namor. I said Namor is Aztec, and Aztec, as you know, comes mainly from that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, Lupita Nyong'o is kind of sad that she's kind of the fifth lead in this movie. She is the super secondary character. And I'm telling you, this woman got an Oscar in her first ever big movie. Like her first big break, which was 12 Years a Slave. You remember that movie?
No.
Man, you really don't want that much. But anyways, she got an Oscar.
I watched the car channels on TV.
And that's good. They have good movies there. But anyways, I hope she gets more roles because she is so, so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I am so impressed by her performances. We finally get a view of the next Iron Man, a.k.a. Ironheart. Mm-hmm. This is Riri Williams in the comics. Her name is Riri Williams, and she's a girl genius that develops like her own Iron Man suit. And she's in this movie.
Why is she called Iron Man?
No, Iron Man as Tony Stark, the Marvel superhero.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that he died like five months ago, right?
But it's Iron Woman. Then.
No, she in the comics, she's Ironheart. That's her superhero name.
Yes, okay.
I can't. No. That's not my making. I don't write these comics. No, I'm just letting you know.
It's okay.
Anyway. By the way, she has a big role in this movie. A great introduction. And now I think she's getting her own, like, Disney Plus TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Disney's doing.
I can't understand. I mean, this sort of Iron Man. I mean, it's easy to defeat Iron Man, really, isn't it?
Why?
Well, you just spray him with water and he rusts.
Oh, my God. If they're in Panama, probably, yeah. Everything rusts. Here. Anyways, and fun cameo appearance in the Ancestral Plane. I love that. I didn't expect a nice cameo from, I'm not going to ruin it for people, but a nice cameo, unexpected, actually pretty, in a cameo that made sense. It wasn't just for a show. It adds to the story, which is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Negatives. The war between Wakanda and Talokan never really goes all out. I wanted, it's a war between two mega powerful countries, and they never really, ramps up. I wanted to see, real, real war, and we never got that.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of sad. Most fight scenes and action set pieces are a bit lackluster. There's not a lot of action set pieces. Because, again, it's pretty much a morning movie.
We have to watch it in the morning?
No, a morning as in you're mourning the death of somebody.
Oh, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there isn't a lot of action scenes. There's a lot of great acting moments, but action set pieces, which you're expecting from a superhero movie, they're far and apart between. The tease of Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character in the MCU is getting annoying. She is playing a villain from the MCU comics, but this is her third appearance in a Marvel property, and we still don't really know what her endgame is or her goal or what her bigger arc is in the... And she's a pretty big actress. We are assuming she's going to have a major role in the future for the MCU, but we are still getting, like, little tidbits and little tidbits and little tidbits. Like, let's get it going. Let's move it on with her. Martin Freeman as Everett Ross makes no sense in the film. He is a big part CIA agent. Martin Freeman is... you remember that TV show Sherlock? Did you see that one?
There's so many of them. Which one?
The one that's set in modern times.
I think I saw a couple of them with Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
Well, he is Watson. Martin Freeman is Watson.
Okay.
So Martin Freeman in the first movie, he is a CIA agent that's helping Wakanda. So they bring him back in this movie, but in this movie he has really nothing to do. He shows up. He talks to the queen by magical beads, and then he goes to jail.
Okay.
Magic, it's weird.
Magical beats.
What can I say?
Winston
Duke as M'Baku is added to the film as comic relief. Winston Duke, a massive actor as well, like a great actor, and they bring him on for some singers and again, it's funny because the movie, all of its secondary characters, because they're so focused on Shuri, the princess, and her griefing, her brother's loss, and her evolving and going through the five stages of grief. Every other single secondary character is just fodder in this, on the side. And it kind of takes away from their big roles in the first movie. And the last one. Oh, Letitia Wright is worrisome skinny. Did you notice that, Jasmine?
Sorry.
How skinny Letitia Wright was. It was kind of scary because she's super skinny on camera. I can't imagine how she looks in real life.
Exactly.
I was like, wow, this is way too skinny. This could be troublesome.
People never say that about me.
Mostly, yeah. Wait, am I looking you on camera right now?
No, you said who's the fat Jew?
Got it. But no, but it was shocking to me how skinny she
really?
Was. Really? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
People asked for comic book accurate costumes, but once we got them, not sure if they worked. There is some characters called Midnight Angels in the comic books of Black Panther. And the costumes looked really... I was like, eh. They looked like a weird predator. It was weird. I didn't enjoy it. And obviously, there's going to be a thing. But it looked weird. I didn't like it. Did you enjoy those costumes, Jasmine? Mm-hmm. The blue ones? Yeah, they looked weird. And they're super accurate to the comic books, but... Yeah, maybe they should have rethought those and redesigned them a little bit further.
And what about the limbs of the villain?
Yeah, the Namor has wings on his ankles. Also pretty weird.
Now, was it... Who was it that had wings? Was it... what's the character?
Wings on his ankles?
No, there was a character... I'd have to look it up. I think it was to do with medicine or communication, it might have been. But the guy had, like, a sort of helmet or whatever, and then his feet had two little wings on his feet.
Really? I don't know that one.
Is that it, the negatives, then?
That is the negatives.
Okay, we're going to have a piece of music.
Go for it.
And then we'll look at your final comments.
Yeah.
And Jasmine's. Okay.
Here we go, let's do it.
That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the realest shit.
Let's talk about
that. That came from Wakanda. Do they swear a lot in Wakanda?
They don't. Kendrick Lamar is a great, by the way, hip hop artist. But
if he can't sort of find reasonable vocabulary.
I mean, he used one curse
it's
word.
No. You see, the people say that if you use an effing word, you have very limited ability with vocabulary.
I don't mind,
you should hear me off.
Yeah, I've spoken with you off air, but
I just don't like any music.
I know you don't. That's why when I saw you put on Kendrick Lamar, I was like, oh, that's a new.
I'd obviously played it. It's got 3 stars. So I've obviously played
it's a great
it a few,
song.
A few
a great
times
song.
In the past.
Yeah, it's a great song.
So anyway, let's look at
let's look at final comments before Kendrick Lamar keeps dropping F bombs. Final comments on this movie. The film is a great character movie for Shuri, the princess, and the introduction of a new character in the MCU, Namor. What's missing? More of Wakanda's relation to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the first act, they talk a little bit about the world trying to get Wakanda's resources. But that's the first act. Then it just falls into the whole Namor thing, and we lose sight of this. This was the big part of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, it is completely sidetracked because they're focusing on, obviously, as I mentioned, the grief of this country and Namor, and bringing in Namor. Still, after seeing the latest DC romp, the Black Adam movie I reviewed last couple weeks, remember that one? I did not enjoy.
Black Adam. I remember
the
Black
Rock
Adam.
Movie,
do you remember Black Adam?
I don't know what that is.
That was with Rowan Atkinson. It was very good.
Yeah, there you go. I think you actually mentioned the same thing.
I think I probably did, Biff, because you keep coming up with the same stuff.
Fair enough.
Different movie, but the same review.
Anyway, after seeing Black Adam, and 2 weeks later, seeing Black Panther, it is clear that Marvel has a higher appreciation for their characters achieving greatness on film. Like, it is a huge difference, and you can tell just by the people working in these films. I challenge anybody listening, if you can, without looking, know who the director of Black Adam is. He is an...
I don't even know who Black Adam is. So.
Well, yeah, but it is completely unknown. I have no idea what the name is right now. He got hired because I'm assuming he's a friend of The Rock. But the movie looks, honestly, and I said this in the review, looks like garbage. Black Panther... It is literally written and directed by a guy who has been nominated for an Oscar. He has worked with Oscar winners and Oscar nominees. And the movie looks amazing. It looks like just the photography looks better. It's just ridiculous how DC does not understand to use their films for their characters as to make great films, not make great superhero movies. No. Just make great films. And by the way, they've done this in the past. The Christopher Nolan Batman movies are great films. They're not great superhero movies. They're great films. Period. The Batman, the Matt Reeves movie, also the same thing. But sometimes these movies, like Black Adam and Shazam, they're just superhero movies. Shazam is good, but it's a superhero movie. Black Adam, honestly, it's bad. And... Right now, DC hired like a new head honcho, and he's gonna oversee everything and stuff. Hopefully, he has a better palette for what needs to be made and how they need to be making and who they need to hire. Hopefully, but I don't know, man. It's crazy that they keep fighting to try to reach Marvel status, DC, but they keep making these movies that make no sense and are honestly just mediocre.
And just to make money. Because people will go along and they will go and see these comic movies because they're comic movies the same way as people buy Apple.
By the way, because superhero movies have been going on for 20 years, the standard is much higher. So when you make these mediocre movies, you're not making the money you need to make to keep churning on this money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Marvel movies have been taking a hit because of the quality has... Not diminished, but I've said this in past reviews, they've been getting more complicated. These movies, because of the whole connection of the universe and stuff, they have been getting more complicated for casual viewers. So they have been taking a hit regarding money and regarding criticism.
Mm-hmm.
DC is going to be the same. There's 20 years of movies. You need to bring something fresh. You need to see something that looks amazing. You need to see. You need to make a good film to get the audience. Honestly, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future with DC. We know that now that Superman's coming back. We know that Aquaman is coming back. But I hope they make good movies, man. I gotta be honest.
How can they keep bringing things like Superman? We've had the Superman story how many times?
Well, no, they're not restarting it again. No, they're bringing back the same actor.
But he's been and he's dead.
No, he's not dead. What do you mean?
Superman.
Who's dead? No, he's not dead.
He suffered from kryptonite.
He suffers from kryptonite? Mm. You know kryptonite is an object, not a disease, right?
It's a rock.
Well, that's not...
And it causes him to be ill.
Correct, but he's not just carrying kryptonite around in his
pocket.
He
died.
When?
When the movie ended.
That's true, that he did.
Yeah, but you see, there we go.
But he came back in Justice League.
Yeah, of course he did. They keep coming back. Again and again and again. Why doesn't somebody come up with a new superhero? A decent one. One that is intelligent and doesn't have to wear a cape. And he can have powers without having to be sort of stupid.
So, like a detective?
By the way, help a friend. In fact, it's my sister-in-law, Lucy. Lucy, good morning, Lucy says, Hermes, the Greek god, and Mercury, this is the one I was thinking about, Mercury, the Roman god, is the one that has wings on his ankles.
There you go.
You see? Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Yeah, I got it. I'm there.
Oh, you got there. You got there in the end.
I'm picturing it right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek god, yeah. Got it. Thank you, Lucy. That's nice.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't know, you know.
I was never going to get there, I got to be honest.
No, you wouldn't have done.
No.
No. What are you going to watch this week? Or within the next 2 weeks?
I'm hoping The Menu. I'm really excited for The Menu. Yeah. I'm hoping The Menu. I want to watch the Weird Al Yankovic movie.
Which one?
The Weird Al Yankovic movie.
Oh, right.
It looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. With Daniel Radcliffe, man, this guy has turned into like a bona fide amazing actor. Who would have thought Harry Potter would have been like a gigantic
Daniel
Radcliffe, actor?
He does very well at playing Radcliffe. Harry Potter, he does a very good job of it.
What? You got me confused on that one.
You say Radcliffe, right?
I was saying Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
the
Daniel
actor.
Radcliffe, yeah. Well, he's been played by Harry Potter.
No, it's the other way around.
Is it?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, guys, what did you think of Wakanda?
It's a number 4.
Oh, there you go, 4 stars, not bad.
And how many do you give it?
I'm going to give it 3.5. I'm a little, 3.5 to 3.75. I'm not there for. Mm-hmm. I'm not there for.
I'm not going to give it any.
Because you haven't seen it.
No, I know.
And by the way, you're not going to see it. I think. Well, you might see it when you get against like Disney Plus. You still have Disney Plus?
Yeah, but here's a question. Yeah. Disney Plus have now come to me and they said, if you want to continue streaming, you have got to give us your gender and something else. Hold on, let me.
I know, man.
seriously.
I think you're being hacked, like the commercial you were showing.
You know, it came with the Disney sort of little thingy on the side. I mean, I didn't do it because it's none of their goddamn business.
Agree, and that's super weird.
Perhaps I put it in the rubbish. Let me see, Disney. Because yeah,
don't click on any link, Jerry.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, the email scams right now are just out of control.
Oh yeah.
Jesus, and they're getting good at it. Like you get emails from your bank that seem super legit, and they're hackers. And you're like, mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And I told one of my bank, stop using emojis on your subject lines because they look fake. Mm. They're starting to use like emojis mm-hmm. on the subject line. Stop using emojis. You're a bank. You're not my best friend.
Actually, I'm not even address which address it would have gone. I think it was
the same.
Anyway, no, I can't find it. But yeah, it was asking for my and it was asking for something else. If you want to continue streaming, you need to give us these two things. No, I'm not going to do that. I won't stream then.
That I am 100% sure.
Hmm.
I have no doubt.
When I find
that you will not be stopped streaming if you don't give your gender.
Okay. Well, it does say that you don't have to. You can put. But one of the other things, I can't remember my password for Disney anyway.
That will stop you from streaming.
Yeah. So give us your password. Anyway, look, enjoy your week. We'll talk about the menu then.
Yeah, we'll talk about the menu and any other movie. The Weird Al Yankovic movie. I think you might enjoy it. Were you a Weird Al Yankovic fan?
No.
No?
No.
Don't like parody songs?
No.
Don't like the accordion? Not an accordion head?
No.
No? Fair.
I have an exciting life.
Really? I disagree.
So would I.
Take care, my friend. All
right, all the best. Big thanks to Andreas for chatting with us, movie review for this morning, and that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quiera. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
So far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Information Society and What's on Your Mind, and it was The Whispers before that and Rock Steady.
We are 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. And after the news there, Mary Lou drops a little line, and she said, "My opinion about Christmas decorations in a country with so much poverty and problems, use that amount of money for decorations in a parade is such a waste. They should use the money on other things like education, health, and some repairing of sidewalks, keeping the country clean, etc." I don't know. Firstly, I think the Christmas decoration, I think it lifts the spirit. And also, of course, the kids love it. It's very special for them. I would much rather see, to be perfectly honest, the money that doesn't get into the system being used. And I keep saying it time and time again. There is no reason for anybody in this country to be uneducated, to not have food, to not have water. Nada. There is no excuse. Think about it. Let's say 5 million people. We've got 5 million people in the country. Okay? The size of a little city around the world. 5 million people. That's nothing. Can you imagine that city if it had the Panama Canal? If it had the mining that we're doing now with Monero? If it had the second largest free zone in the world? If it had tourism? If it had the commercial center? If it had the logistics? Can you imagine how much money is being brought into this country with just 5 billion people? There is no excuse for anybody to be uneducated, to not have water, to not have food, to have bad sidewalks. I think the sidewalk problem is who's responsible for them. They need to sort that out. But we're trying to be a tourist. We've got people coming in now off the cruise ships in Amador that want to come into Panama and see us. And what are we showing them? We're showing them garbage on the streets. We're showing sidewalks that are so uneven, it's safer, believe it or not, to even drive. You know, I hate to get started on this again, but, there is no excuse. There is no excuse for people not to be educated, have water, drinking water, or anything else in this country. And the state of our roads, they're undrivable. They're undrivable. They've got holes in them the size of, I don't know, you could probably lose a whole car in some of them. But anyway, you know, Mary Lou, you know, we need our spirits lifted, and that's what Christmas does. And it gives us a chance to think about anything else, and gives the kids to go out and enjoy the lights. We all love to go and see the lights. I agree with you in principle, but I'd like to see the money that's not getting into the system used for education and other things that you mentioned. You know, I love this country. I wish everybody else did. Anyway, there's my rant for this morning. Here's Harry Styles. As It Was.
best, but it won't work, it just comes back.
There we go. That's called On a Repeat, and it comes from Ada. And before that, as I mentioned, it was a track from Harry Styles, as it was. Breakfast show time. We're just at the bottom of the hour, half past the hour of 9 o'clock. I've got plenty more great music coming for you. And just looking again at some of the things relevant to today's date. Remember the Coca-Cola bottle? It's still around, isn't it? That particular, that iconic shape. It was in 1915 that Coca-Cola had its prototype for a contoured bottle patented. The bottle made its commercial debut the next year. That's 1915 that they did that.
If I'm over the moon, it's because I'm over you. A day at a time. I'm tickety-boo. I don't carry on. The way I used to. Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. If I'm doing great, it's because when I get home, I don't go straight to my answer phone, and the tears don't come. So many little things so much better now. They were only the little things. Anyhow, if I'm over the moon, it's because it's what I am. Funny that one. I used to give a damn, and I'd do anything in the whole wide world for you. Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. Anything, anything you'd want me to. You don't.
Two beautiful songs, started off with Mark Knopfler and Whoop-Dee-Doo. And this last one is Rama, and it's called Slow, and it's beautiful. 22 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And tell you what, just looking again, some of the things relevant to today's date, the 16th of November, 1920. Qantas, Australia's national airline, is founded. Now, do you know what Qantas means? What does it stand for? Queensland and North Territory Aerial Services Limited. What who came up with that name? Qantas. Thank heaven they shortened it. Music-wise, this is... Well, I was just looking at this and I hadn't sort of come across this for a while. It's Huey Lewis and the News. Perfect world. Perfect world we can dream, can't we? Time-wise, 21 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
So we started off with Huey Lewis and the News and a perfect world of following on there. Dusty Springfield together with the Pet Shop Boys and What Have I Done to Deserve This? Could it be I'm falling in love? This is David Grant together with Jackie Graham. 13 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Better than coffee.
In the dark when you feel lost, wanna be the best but at what cost? If you're gonna stay here, nothing's ever changing. No big world, gotta see it all, gotta get up even when you fall. There's no point in waiting.
place to go. Take a big step, but you're not alone. 'Cause we got each other. There's so much you discover. Headstrong, but your heart is stronger. Stay calm, walking through the fire. I know you're gonna make it out. They'll try to bring you down, but you've got the power now. I know you feel it, feel it. If you believe it, then you can. There's no reason that this life can be. Oh, I can see it, see it. If you believe it, then you can. There's no reason that this life can be. They'll try to bring you down. You're electric right now. But you've got the power now. You've got the power now. Electric. You've got the power now.
There we go. That is Katie Perry there. And that was called Electric. And time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we're just making our way towards the end of the program. And let me see, what have I got lined up for you tomorrow? It looks like a You, Me and the Music program tomorrow. Thursday tomorrow, which is all rather nice, isn't it? And just a couple of things for you, to take away and say, hey, did you know that on this day, 1938, LSD is first synthesized by Swiss chemist Dr. Albert Hofmann at the Sandoz Laboratories in Basel in Switzerland. And UNESCO is founded on this day in 1945. Now, here's an interesting one. Over in the United Kingdom, they've made quite a discovery on this day, and this is in 1992. If you've got a metal detector, you never know what you can find. It says the Hoxne hoard is discovered by metal detectorist Eric Laws in Hoxne in Suffolk. It's the largest hoard of late Roman silver and gold discovered in Britain, and the largest collection of gold and silver coins of the 4th and 5th century found anywhere within the Roman Empire. That's quite a discovery, isn't it? Well, and with that brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thanks go out this morning. Big thanks to Andreas Clementi for being with us in his movie review, and also for Yasmin helping out with that as well. Also, big thanks to Yasmin for all the work she's doing in the background over there, all our social media stuff, things like that, and advertising. If you want to advertise with us, give her a call, 223-5162, or you can always WhatsApp us on 677-18822. 677-18822. All right. Always love to have you on board with us here on The Breakfast Show. And also big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. He gets a lot of our background snippets for us on The Breakfast Show, so a big thank you to him. And the boys and girls of Group Regard will keep us up and running. Isaac, very good morning to you. And especially to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't go away, because coming up, we've got two chat SOSE with Gigi. Always great entertainment for you here on Cool FM right through the day. Now remember, I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock. Nelly said 6. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today, please, please do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock? Talking to you. not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.